On our program today, we're joined by Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you in.
Thanks for having me.
First time.
Yep, that's the first time here.
Well,
for official business.
For being mayor.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations on the election, getting in. And let's go right away, because obviously you had 2 years left on your council position.
Yes.
And so the question was going to be, what was the council going to decide to do? They had discussion about it.
Yeah, definitely a robust discussion about how to fill the seat that was left vacant after my election. And we have a choice between, council has a choice between an appointment or a special election. And so they weighed the pros and cons of each of those, the cost, the time left in the term, and everything like that. And at the end, it was decided to have a special election. And so we have 90 days in order to fill the seat for that special election.
And you do that. Basically, their action is giving staff direction to work with the county auditor.
That's
and
right.
Let's get it set up.
Yeah, we have to contact the county auditor to see what dates are available for that special election. So it's not quite set yet.
Yeah. Part of the discussion that they had was what kind of interest is there? They were going to say, well, let's take a look and see who is expressing an interest in it.
Yep.
But we know there's at least one that's already announced that he's in it. And but there are others. I think I've heard some talk that potentially some others. So let's go ahead with it.
Yeah, you never know until the filing date is passed.
That's it. That's the final thing there.
Yes.
Anyway, all of those dates will be set once they get together with Diane Patrick and get everything worked out. So coming up relatively quickly.
It'll go quickly.
And I think they passed along. I think the last time we had a single ward election would have been Terry Moorman's in 2019. And at that one, it cost about $1,200 to get it done.
Yes.
The at-large one last year was a little more costly.
A little over $3,000, something like that.
So, but bottom line, not overly that costly.
No, in the grand scheme of things.
Bottom line, it wasn't. One thing that the council did give approval to, and that was presentation. We had Brenda Dreyer talking about this. She had brought this project to the council last year, and I know there was a lot of excitement to continue it. Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund. They get some federal money and they give out grants to communities. You guys got about $80,000 last year, had to match a little over 10, but you had a lot of participation and you had a lot of people that all of a sudden applied, didn't realize that there were deadlines in there.
Yes, we did. We had 12 homeowners that got funding. They have to own their home. It's for improvements on their home. It's a money that stays in the community, helping people with the really vital needs, sewer projects, handicap accessibility, real basic stuff like that. And so last year was the first year we leveraged this money from the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund. And it went really well. It helped a lot of people. And like you said, we had interest. Our match this time was a little over $20,000 that we'll have to match for the 80, but that's still a 4-to-1 ratio of the money that we're getting in with what we have to match. And it's going directly to people in town. Yeah. And so it's very much appreciated.
We did have, and I think some of the highlights of that, and I know they'll be back again because Brenda had indicated, Brenda Dreyer, that she'd hold some more public information meetings about it. It is low to moderate income. And once again, it allows people that probably would like to stay in their home a little longer an opportunity to do that.
That's right.
And I know, after visiting with like Ron Christensen from Habitat for Humanity, he said the helping hands part, the helping people be able to stay in their homes, that's one of the challenges they are seeing a great need for here, not just in Boone County, but others that they serve too. So
yes. Yeah. As people age, their life situations change, health situations change. they're not always necessarily able, if they're especially the low to moderate income, to put that money into their own homes for upgrades and things like that they need, or things that just go wrong over the years. And it's really great that we're able to leverage this money from the trust fund to do that.
I think part of the guidelines on this was a lot of local contractors were involved with doing a lot
That's
of work.
Right.
So
yeah.
It was money that was just staying right here. So
yes.
We don't know the time frame on this, but hopefully early February, we're hoping to find out if the grant's been awarded, and
yeah,
then
we
we'll
have
go
to get,
from there.
Yep, we have to get that application in pretty quickly, so that's why we acted first meeting of the year to get that in, so we should hear back fairly soon.
Want that. That was an interesting, well, I mean, that's it was, the popularity of it was quite surprising.
Yeah, and as more people know about it, it's going to get even more popular. And so it's just getting the word out. It's a hard thing these days sometimes.
And helping people get their applications
yes.
done, and we'll get that.
And you can't. And one key thing is you can't have started the project prior to turning in an application. So anybody that's interested in doing that, make sure you put in an application first.
Do that first. First, yeah. Jennifer Hansen on hand. Actually brought her whole board along.
We had a packed crowd because of the board was there. It was nice to see all the returning faces and the new faces that are leadership in the chamber.
They've had a pretty busy year.
Yeah, it looks like she had a handout and has a lot of statistics about their member retention rate, their ambassador visits. And they broke it down even Boone, Ogden, and Madrid, and the school visits and everything like that. So they're keeping busy, and it's great to get informed about all their activities.
And, of course, the other part is that even with that in the chamber-related part, they also do that Main Street or the downtown Boone, working
right.
with that. And people are going to hear a lot more about putting together
That's right.
the application for
yes.
this year.
Yes, they're heavily involved with keeping that group going and that effort going leading up to an application.
Well, last night, again, went quick, but you did have a lengthy list of appointments. You got to do that first That's of the
right.
new year, and
yep.
you got a lot of boards and commissions, and
That's right.
and one less council member to appoint to things.
That's correct.
right
yeah,
now,
we,
anyway.
We have, I had to appoint all the standing committees. That was the big thing. I believe it's every 2 years after there's a local election, those will all turn over. And most of the compositions of the standing committees I left relatively the same. I did advance a new chair for a couple of them. Just, mm-hmm. I wanted to get some experience and leadership from all the council members so that they have an opportunity to lead those committees and put their own personal flair on things.
Yeah, we have Cole Hilsebeck for Public Safety Transportation.
Correct.
Kyle Engstrom on the Utility Committee.
That's right.
He's been on there. So
he has been,
got a good idea about what's happening there.
Yes.
And then the usual other appointments that you've got, of course, one of the committees you did serve on, and there's an application time coming up for them, that's the Human Service Committee.
Human Services.
Which is our 5% of our local option sales tax.
Yeah, that was a really fun committee to serve on because you get to see all of these Human Services committees put in their applications for money that's very much needed for the basic necessities, you know, impact, a lot of stuff with a hospital, rehabilitation, stuff like that. And so that's a pretty gratifying committee to serve on.
So we've got that one, one council member on there, and then the rest are all volunteers.
They are all volunteers, and I believe my reappointment I had to do was for Chris Moffitt,
yep.
who graciously
serve
on. Yeah, so that's good to have him continuing on that.
And replacing you on there will be Kyle.
Kyle
Langstrom.
Yep, Kyle will be on there, and I think he'll do a great job with that.
All right. Some of the other things, what other things? You're getting into budget time.
That's right.
Face it, folks, that's going to be the big thing, I guess, the elephant in the room.
Right.
What are you looking at? Where are you at? Because I know you've got a series of meetings that are going to be coming up.
Right. We have our hotel motel, which will be during our regular meeting on the 15th.
Okay.
So we're gonna put that discussion and allocation in a regular meeting, and then the next day will be our budget meeting. Our first budget meeting, if we have to go to a second one, will be the following Tuesday, both at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. at City Hall.
You've been pretty fortunate the last few years
that's right,
where you've
yep.
only had to have the one.
Yep. So. And, you know, the city clerk has gotten numbers from the county, and we'll take a look at how everything plays out with the department budgets and things mm-hmm. like that.
So again, right now that's department's been working on doing their budgets.
That's
I
right.
know they did at the end of last year. It was be cautious,
right.
try to
yep.
keep it level if you can. And
yep.
we'll see. Again, it's uncertain just exactly what kind of impact you're going to have.
That's
but you
right.
have had pretty good development going on, yes. Which that is the upside.
Yes. We have had a lot of development, a lot of new housing projects, and as our abatements roll off, those properties will come under the tax rolls 100%, and that will help move us forward and broaden our tax base.
So, again, those are some of the challenges you face. Mm-hmm. All right.
And one other thing, we have been indicated some pretty good amounts of hotel motel revenues, as well as people go out and about and they're mm-hmm. traveling a lot more, staying in our hotels. So that'll be good to see.
Yeah, Chris Blocker did pass along some of that mm-hmm. data, and I know Andrea's watching. She's always very conservative.
You have to be cautious. Yeah, you want to underpromise and overdeliver on these kinds of things.
One of the things, and I know, and we touched on it back when you were campaigning and things like that, the city council did decide a while ago to try to maintain some reserves in some of your accounts. Not right. all, but some of them, most right. of them. And that's still just pretty practical. I mean, yes. it served you very well.
Yes. I mean, you know, fiscal responsibility, always having that insurance policy there. You know, if something were to happen, you know, something unexpected, we would have a safety net there, so we wouldn't impact our basic services.
We just don't want to have another derecho.
Right, right. Yeah, and, you know, we did get reimbursement from FEMA and things like that, but it takes a long time for that money to come through. So that's one of those areas where if we do have reserves, we can go ahead and do the work right away and then get reimbursed later so that we don't have that interruption services and get people taken care of.
Okay. Are there other things people need to know about that are coming up right away for you?
Well,
I mean, you're going to be looking in budgets, really going to be your focal point for the next several weeks, and the new guidelines that go with it.
Right. The budget's the biggest thing. You know, we take a wait and see approach for those to be officially published. You know, they'll be if you sign up for eNotify on the city website, you will get emails with all of the documents that are uploaded, all the council agendas, all the packets that go along with it. So you can definitely take a look at that as they're published and sent out, signing up to eNotify with your email address.
Very easy to do that.
Yeah.
The other thing we'll remind them is we are potentially looking at some snow next week.
Right.
Are they signed up for
yes.
Nixol?
Yep. Sign up for Nixol is separate, so you'll get notifications about street closures and things like that for all a variety of things, not just snow events. So if there's a street closure for work, you know, sewer work or anything, or utility work, you'll get that as well. So
you get a lot of those.
Yeah.
All I know is between that and the library, I get a lot of text messages.
Sign up for the libraries too, any program that they have, and they have a ton of them. I think, what did Jamie say, 600 last year?
Yeah, something like that.
So that's almost two every day, you know.
That's a busy year.
Yes. Yeah, they have a lot of programs.
Let's see. Especially on the winter one, notification mm-hmm. for any kind of snow ordinance. I think it's, if I remember correct, 888-777?
You got me there. I don't recall.
Wait a minute. Boone Snow. I know it's Boone Snow.
Okay.
Maybe I have it right here. And that would help us out immensely, but I should have looked even before I brought that up. But it is one of those that, again, we try to... libraries. Anyway, that's just one of them. We'll find it and we'll keep it up. I've got it on the community calendar as well, too. Here we go. It is. Wrong page. It's here, though. I'll get it.
One of the things, I guess I did make a couple of changes to the order of the agenda and items that are on the agenda that I thought might be worth a shot. I moved public comment from the end of the meeting to the beginning of the meeting. And those are all public comments on things that are not on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So something that's on somebody's mind, if they just want to come in right away at the beginning of the meeting, don't have time to say through the whole thing. I thought that would be, some other cities do it that way. I wanted to give it a go. No public comments last night, but we'll leave it there.
So it's early on. It's like one of the, what is it?
The fourth thing after presentations.
So, yeah. And that gives them an opportunity to...
that's right.
To put
things on the radar.
Bring up items, things like that.
We can't take any action. It's not on the agenda. But I want to make sure that our meetings are, places where people feel comfortable to come and share what's on their mind, sure, whether positive or negative or in between. Okay. The other thing I did, I asked two of our other department heads that were previously giving reports, the library and parks, mm-hmm, cemetery, to come. And Mike Cornelis gave a report.
Little update.
Yeah, a little update on using some money. They got some new pool doors, and they had a lower bid on that than they had previously thought. And so they replaced the diving boards.
Diving boards,
and
too.
And so that was a good thing to hear.
Yeah, it was one of those capital projects.
Yes.
Anybody who's used the pool in the last year, you're going, these doors really are... They were the originals, so again, they were able to do that. And then, again, with what's left over and having a little maintenance money, get new diving boards, which somebody came along and told them, I think they may have reached their life.
Yeah. So it was good to hear that. Yeah.
It is Boone Snow at 888-777. Okay? That's the one. I knew it was here. So, but again, that's to let you know on the snow ordinance, because you don't want to get towed.
No, okay, absolutely not.
Having them come in like that, that's, again, because you don't hear a lot about what's going on in the parks.
Right. So I want to make sure that we're hearing from all the different departments on just brief updates about what's going on, so we can have a more fluid relationship between the different parts of the city government.
Yeah. I know utility, the public works, they didn't have much, but we know that pretty much wrapping up work out there on
yes,
West Park and South Marion.
Signing up off on those, yeah, finally getting those done. It went relatively smoothly compared to what, can happen with those types of road projects with all of the infrastructure that has to go in.
We got that part done. Stop signs is about the last thing. The only thing you haven't done is accepted the completion of the work yet. So we've got that. That was a pretty substantial one. You still have a substantial street project coming up here in this, actually, beginning of this calendar year, I think.
In this fiscal year.
Yeah,
yeah, we are on our goals, in our goal-setting session, we did have the repaving of Story Street from Mamie all the way up to 11th Street. So that's past the tracks.
So we're going to start to look at setting some money back and
that's
saving
right,
some money for that out of some of the dollars that you receive.
That's right. We only got some bids on that to get the preliminary idea, and we're going to fix some curbs along the way as well as they go up there.
And part of the council members' idea was with the efforts that we're putting into the Main Street, this would be a timely opportunity.
Yeah, definitely that would be a great asset to put in an application. They can see that the city's investing in that area in the street, which is the most basic thing that you need on the main street.
So we get that going.
Yep, and we have a couple more road projects that we're looking at some options for the mm-hmm, next fiscal year as well. So Wayland's been really aggressive at looking at different ways we can both keep our existing streets without necessarily going through and redoing them, but also which ones are really having time to do mm-hmm, that. So we have a couple that we're tossing around and we need to finalize for next fiscal year too.
And again, you depend a lot on your department heads to keep updated with ideas and ways to cost effectively address some of
that's
these
right,
issues.
Yep.
So don't worry about that one. That's just going to be one of those things that'll be distracting us. In the meantime, there we go. That'll help with that. Get rid of that part of it.
Yeah.
We do know that your next meeting is going to be on the 15th. That is caucus night.
Right.
So
we always have a meet. It seems like we already have a meeting on caucus night, from my recollection.
So we'll hope that you get, well, some are going to want to attend, but we certainly hope that we're able to get everything done, because you got, sounds like a busy agenda for
it
that
will
one.
It will be a busier agenda with that hotel motel on that regular meeting.
And we do have, of course, the other committee meetings that are still out there. What, utility committee will be one of the next ones that will be coming up.
Utility's coming up next, yes. And then the end of the month, the public safety.
Okay.
And we usually have economic development when needed.
We had one last night.
Another
downtown business got
their BDIF.
It signed off on that.
Yes.
That was BAME.
That was
insurance.
Yep.
And H&R.
They had some photos up for H&R Block that just looked really great, the before and after. making things look modern and sleek and, you know, just really appealing.
So we like doing those.
Yes.
Like having those too. Yeah. Do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Keep us updated. People follow along. I know there were a few people watching on Zoom last night, and
yes,
that's, please do if you can't make it to the meeting.
Yes, definitely sign into Zoom, and you can even be recognized if you have something during that public comment section as well.
All right. Eli Steins, Boone Mayor, our guest on our program today, our first one.
First of many.
Painless, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks for having me.
Eli Steins, a guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.